At least one in five people will suffer from depression at some point during their lives. So what causes this and how can it be tackled? Anthony Ryman is an applied kinesiologist from the Holistic Medical Centre in Harley Street, and he's seen many patients with depression and found they all have a few things in common.
What I tend to see is people that have got depression, it's usually a change in their brain chemistry, but this can be caused by a number of factors. It could be caused by a nutritional deficiency, or it could be caused by big emotional problems that have been there for many years. Sometimes trauma to the body can cause a big effect.
Now you say it's the brain chemistry that's changed. What do you mean by that?
The brain's got a series of what we call neurotransmitters, which tend to keep the brain on track, very much like a car. So you have a brain chemistry that makes you accelerate, in which case that will be noradrenaline. On the other hand, the brain, like a car, also needs a brake. So you're going along, you need a brake. In that case, the brain chemistry for that is what we call GABA. And the body needs a relative balance between the two. There are other ones as well, and the whole lot need to be at certain relative levels to maintain us in a positive, emotional, perfect state that is correct for us. And if trauma affects the body in a bad way, one of these will go rapidly up. For instance, you go to cross the road and you suddenly see there's a big bus bearing down on you. The last thing you want to do is to freeze in the middle of the road. This could be caused by a neurotransmitter imbalance. Very often, a lack of noradrenaline. You haven't got enough get up and go to run away from the bus. You know it's coming, but you just can't move.
Now, how can you test what is going on with your brain chemistry, though?
Well, there are ways of doing this. There is an expensive way of doing this, which can be done from blood or urine results, but I've found in practice that they are expensive and not that reliable. However, what I use is applied kinesiology by running around what we call the acupuncture points related to the brain chemistry, which are known as the B&E points on the body. There's a set of points on the face and there's a set of points on the body. And what I do is to run around these acupuncture points and do a muscle test to find out which ones are out of balance. And then, having determined which usually two or three points are out, find out which is the main point, which we can determine. Then we find out what that point reflects. So if it was depression, somebody will probably have low serotonin. Having found out the master point is the serotonin point, I would then find out what nutrition is needed to balance the serotonin levels in the body. And this usually will correct every neurotransmitter in the body. So for instance, it could be a B vitamin, it could be a mineral. I would find out which one it is and then test again using the muscle test and go round and find out, do these B&E points still show? And they won't. Once you found the correct level of nutrition, the B&E points won't show and the brain will come back into balance until the next major stressor comes along.
What is it that kinesiology is actually doing that can highlight something as complex as brain chemistry?
Kinesiology, when you look at it, really comes down to a muscle test. And unfortunately, sometimes it is done badly, but when it's done well, it's very, very accurate. And what basically this means is that anything that weakens a muscle is bad, and anything that strengthens a muscle is good. We found that you have a weak muscle when you hold an acupuncture point. We can then make that point become strong by energizing that point or giving it some nutrition. And then that point will no longer show. But to correct the brain chemistry, all the acupuncture points that showed have to come back and not show. That's the optimum nutrition. We want to get the whole body back into balance, not just the brain, the whole body.
And why is it that you can press particular points on my body, which, as I understand it, generally relate to somewhere else in the body other than the brain, and yet that will still tell you something about the brain?
Because on the brain, the points we were talking about earlier, the B&E points, not only reflect the brain chemistry, they also reflect the organ. So when you're doing this process, you need to be wary that there could be an underlying problem that you've missed. So before I would normally do this procedure, I run some general screening tests on the body to see, is there anything major overwhelming the body? For instance, it could be a bacteria, it could be a virus, a toxic metal. I need to screen for those, and I also screen for a couple of other points to make sure that the body's in a testable state, because there's no point in me trying to test a body that's nutritionally very deficient or got no water in it, because I will get wrong readings.
Do you think this kind of testing is particularly valid when you kind of don't feel great but you don't know why, as opposed to you have a particular reason for why you know you feel really down?
Very much so. We all get days when we're not feeling our best. But when that runs on for several days and you've been to see your GP and they can't find anything wrong with you and they've run all sorts of diagnostic tests, that really comes into my field, because that's the area that I can usually find out that you're missing something. And it's great that everything's been tested, nothing major has been found. All the chemistry tests that the labs have run have come back, nothing showing. And yet I know that I will find usually a deficiency. And very often it's a simple, a B vitamin, I'll say a mineral. Sometimes in oils, you know, people are short of oil. Particularly, we found that omega-3s, which everybody now knows about, is great for affecting brain chemistry. You know, the kids do so much better by giving them omega oils. It makes the brain sharper. They think better. The clarity improves.
That's Anthony Ryman from the Holistic Medical Centre in Harley Street.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.